Thank you, Mr. Chair. My delegation wishes to again thank the panelists that provided their expertise on this topic during the informal segment of our meeting this morning. In our earlier intervention, we stressed that the threat perceptions vary depending on states' degree of dependence on their space-based assets and how crucial they are in their national security. It is therefore important to discuss these perceptions. While nascent space-faring states like the Philippines have relatively limited space assets, they place a higher degree of importance on those modest assets compared to those with more established space programs. In relative terms, nascent space-faring states allocate a more significant portion of their national resources, including financial, human resources, and political capital, to develop space programs which are essential to achieving their sustainable development goals. For the Philippines, therefore, the security of our space assets is a crucial concern that has implications on our national security. It is possible that of all the dimensions of security threats that are on our agenda today, nascent spacefaring nations may be most vulnerable in the context of space-to-space threats for the following reasons. First, our space situational awareness capabilities remain modest, and our ability to monitor our space-based assets and the immediate environment around them is limited. Second, our current space-based assets have no propulsion systems and therefore lack the maneuverability to evade physical threats, such as space debris or other satellites. It is in this context that the Philippines echoes ASEAN's call for continued action to mitigate the effects of space debris, which remain a relevant current space-to-space threat. The Philippines also reiterates that any deliberate action that creates debris is irresponsible and, in some circumstances, even threatening. In our working paper number 17 with Germany, we stressed that the lack of, first, channels of communications, and second, clear and internationally understood standards and norms of behavior constitute security risks, which could pose a challenge to security and stability in the space domain and could lead to inadvertent actions and escalations. This analysis is informed by our own national experience. Potential collision between our satellites and foreign satellites that have propulsion systems and therefore maneuverability is a recurring concern. Such collisions would have severe impact on critical services, including the context of humanitarian action and disaster response. In instances where the likelihood of such potential collision reaches a critical threshold, immediate communication with the concerned state is an urgent exigency. Such communication could include clarification whether the proximity arises from a deliberate operation, and if so, what is the rationale for such operation? Yet it is unclear to us how such communication could be actualized. This proves to us that work must be done to develop such channels, possibly through the identification of national points of contact and the development of mechanisms for consultations. It is also clear to us that the threshold for activating the optional tool of consultations under Article 9 of the Outer Space Treaty must be kept to a minimum. Mr. Chair, consistent with the position of ASEAN, we reaffirm the vital importance of preventing an arms race in outer space and its weaponization. We aspire for a legally binding and multilaterally verifiable instrument on the prevention of an arms race in outer space, including the prohibition of the placement of weapons in outer space and the prohibition of the threat or use of force against outer space objects. As ASEAN states, initiative on this subject, however, should take into account the inherent right to peaceful uses of space technologies. They should therefore not hamper innovation. As my delegation stressed in our earlier interventions, threats do not necessarily arise from capabilities which are in themselves value neutral. The most important factor is behavior. In this regard, it is of practical importance for the OEWG to commence a conversation with a view to addressing a wide range of potential current and future space-to-space threats that could arise from certain irresponsible behaviors, including the conduct of proximity operations that impair the safe operation of another space asset, rendezvous operations on active satellites by foreign states without prior consultations and consent, and releasing of objects such as sub-satellites or ejecting projectile-like fragments in the immediate vicinity of other satellites. The Philippines hopes that OEWG can facilitate such conversations with a view to developing common understandings that would inform our work to develop norms that support a predictable and rules-based governance regime governing outer space. Thank you, Mr. Chair.